From KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. Streets in Concord are back open this morning after a construction crew pierced a 2-inch natural gas pipeline. The San Francisco Chronicle says a city contractor was installing a traffic signal when it punctured the pipeline yesterday at about 8:40 a.m. Nearby businesses were evacuated and roads were shut down, while PG&E crews shut off the gas line and made repairs. Members of a Concord family facing imminent deportation have been granted a last-minute reprieve. KQED's Mina Kim reports the family is crediting a new federal immigration policy.
Word of the temporary month-long reprieve by Immigration and Customs Enforcement came yesterday, the same day Arturo Rengifo Jr. and his father were scheduled to board a plane bound for Peru. Rengifo says he never lost faith.
Me and my father never packed our bag. It's been the greatest miracle ever that's ever happened to me.
With new federal guidelines that prioritize the deportation of undocumented immigrants who pose a public safety risk, Rengifo believes he and his father will be allowed to stay permanently. Rengifo says they have no criminal record. Deportation would also split the family, since Rengifo's mother and older brother are allowed to remain in the U.S.
We've never been split apart ever. We've always been together.
Immigration officials are making no promises. In response to questions about the Rengifo case, they said in a statement they continue to be committed to smart, effective immigration enforcement. I'm Mina Kim, KQED News.
The State Division of Occupational Safety and Health is investigating an accident at a Sacramento area amusement park that injured two maintenance workers. They were removing part of the Scandia Screamer ride when their crane tipped over, along with part of the ride. I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for NPR comes from Kauffman, the Foundation of Entrepreneurship, sponsor of the Ice House Entrepreneurship Program. Learn more at kauffman.org.